This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ring-a-ding-ding. Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just... Come on. What the hell are you doing? Come on.
I don't know, you guys. It's Friday, so you already know we're unhinged.
On those good vibes, 585-252-9800. What's the vibe for this weekend, you guys? What's everyone doing?
What's the tea?
Where's our friends at?
No, tell us literally everything. I feel like nobody's been, like, checking in. Do people hate us?
People are
Nico
here.
Nico and Steve, where are you at?
Oh, they're not here. I had my finger on the trigger. I was like, all right, come on, where are they?
No, they're not here. All right, who is here genuinely? Well, Rachel's here. She says, good morning.
Rach.
Happy Friday to my two favorite people in the 585. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Vibes are high because it's that time of the week where you can just go happy hour and basically do whatever you want. So.
Yesterday, it was a washout for a little while. It wasn't that bad. I know today there's going to be 83 for the high, but thunderstorms and a little bit of rain is going to start around 3 o'clock this afternoon. But if you're going to make it out to Jazz Fest, wear an umbrella. Just bring an umbrella.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Wear that umbrella on your head like a little hat.
You see the people that buy
yes.
the umbrella hats?
Yes.
Oh, they're the worst.
Weren't they? Oh, no, that was a pinwheel hat at the
yes.
cocktail revival. Yeah, guys, it's Friday, if you can't tell. Who else is here? We have our girl, Alicia.
Alicia
says, vibes are high this morning. I'm going out to dinner with all my girlfriends tonight, so we're going to have a blast. Hope you guys have a fun, safe weekend. We will. Thank you so much. And then Brittany is here. Brittany says, I'm excited for this weekend because I'm officially going to start looking for houses.
Oh, nice. Pop up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You're, like, hammered, so I don't know. That's really bad. Anyways, what about you, Vibes? How much did you drink before the show?
No, nothing. I mean, I had a couple glasses of wine last night. I made a beautiful salmon dinner. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But Vibes are up. I have tomorrow, we have the comedy show, Comedy at the Carlson, with our friend Tommy Bechtold. Breezy and I are going to be a special guest.
Very excited.
He's going to interview us tomorrow night on stage. So we got to be there at 7. And then Sunday I'm hosting the Eyed Family of Dealerships, their little golf tournament that they do for
Iconic.
for charity. So that's going to be Sunday. That's going to be a lot of fun too.
I'm
like a big golfer now.
I want so badly to be a part of the family. I wish Ide would adopt me, but Rich Ide just keeps dodging my tax.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's good. I'm excited for you. Maybe I'll come to the golf tournament, pitch myself. But who knows?
Where are you going tonight?
Where am I going tonight? Oh, I have to braid tonight. So I'll be out at a birthday party for a 7-year-old. And then tomorrow I'll be heading to Bristol Mountain Aerial Adventures. Me and 10 of my closest friends are going to be swinging from the treetops. We're very excited.
That's right. Yeah. Go see Breeze.
First visit of the season, which I'm pumped about, obviously. I've been telling you guys to go, so I hope to see you all there. And then, yep, I'll be with you tomorrow night. And Sunday, I don't really know.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be beautiful out, you guys. 82 and sunny all day.
Good.
It's going to be a nice summer day. Coming up, there was a hate crime going on at the Seneca Park Zoo between elephants yesterday.
I know. Was there a fight?
Well, that's a possibility. We'll tell you what happened with our beloved Jenny C, the 47-year-old African elephant, was at a feeding station, and then this took place. Luckily, she's...
You broke into the cage.
Yeah. We're going to get another email. You know that, right? We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Morning. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. All right, let's get right into this. This is... The Seneca Park Zoo said one of its elephants is back on her feet after a heroic effort. We love the Seneca Park Zoo. Do we not, Breezy?
We love them. I don't know if they love us.
The zoo said another elephant pushed over Jenny C, a 47-year-old African elephant, Wednesday morning while at a feeding station. And due to her age and size, a crane was used as part of a carefully coordinated response. That's a good call.
Me getting out of bed any morning.
I've seen them do this on My 600-Pound Life. Mm-hmm. But a crane was used in an effort to help her return to her feet. Thanks to the quick and professional actions of zoo staff, Jenny C. was successfully lifted and is now back on her feet. Thanks to the efforts of Lauren Childs, Director of Food and Beverage at the Seneca Park Zoo. Oh, we love you, Lauren. Superintendent Bob Lee says, look how nervous you just got.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Superintendent Bob Lee says, you see, this is just another example of how the Seneca Park Zoo team continues to exemplify the highest standards of animal care, guided by compassion, expertise, and deep trust that we build with the animals.
Well, I just went and visited them on Sunday because I was at the 5K for the superhero, and I was running past the giraffe gate.
Yeah. No Capenzi. Rest in power.
No, I was sobbing on my 5K. I was like, oh my God, I miss her.
Thanks to that bond, Jenny C. responded calmly and confidently, seeking out her caregivers as soon as she was back on her feet. I have never seen an elephant pushed over and then attempted to try and get back up. I don't know what that looks like. Is it like pushing? Is it like cow tipping?
You're not you when you're hungry. Here's the thing that doesn't make sense to me. So elephants just can't lay down?
Can they get back up?
I think they can.
Horses are the same ways. Horses usually sleep standing up.
A nightmare.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm a not nightmare. Saying it's comfortable.
Could you imagine never being able to sit? I don't think I could do it. It's not for me.
How do you rot on the weekends?
I would never in my entire life be rotting vertically. Couldn't do it.
No, the zoo said Jenny C is one of the oldest African elephants in conservation care. No wonder she fell though and she couldn't get back up. This poor thing. She's 49.
She needs a life alert.
Her beautiful Jenny C. She's lived at the Seneca Park Zoo since 1979. She's a legend. I'm glad she's okay though.
Yeah, I mean, I would say let's go visit her after the show, but we're not allowed on the premises, so.
No, they actually think that we're going to break into the habitat.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Anyways.
I won't even say last night. Yesterday afternoon, Breezy called me.
Yesterday morning.
It was like 11:30. Brizzy's sitting on the side of the road for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Why was she sitting on the side of the road?
I'm like, hey. He's like dying laughing. I'm like, I love how you're praying on my downfall.
Why was Brizzy trying to hitchhike yesterday? It has finally come to an end. This circus, if you will. And we're going to need your help on this one this morning. We'll tell you why Brizzy was struggling yesterday and continues to do so throughout most of her adult life.
Hopefully.
Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Brizzy. Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to the show. 83 for the high today. Yesterday, Brizzy called me on the phone. It was 11:30. I'm sorry. She texted me and then I FaceTimed her. I had to see this for myself.
Yep.
Just sitting on the side of the road for maybe an hour and a half. Casual. Why? What happened?
Well,
it finally happened.
I always say these things happen.
It finally happened.
So the car has officially, as of right now, unless a miracle happens, which I don't think it will, officially it crossed over to the other side. If you've been listening or following for a while, you know that this has been a running bit that we've had on the show of my car. I blew tires out.
The hubcaps.
I hit the guardrail. The battery. The detailing. It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, you put a lot of love into that vehicle, the best you can.
I did.
Which was impressive for what it looked like.
I did.
You kept trying. But I respect that. And yesterday, that was it. I think the transmission blew. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. So if anyone like knows anything about cars, you can call in 585-252-9800. But
it will.
What had happened was my car's been janky for a while, which we know. But it like won't shift gears the way it should.
Sure.
Like, you know, when you drive a standard vehicle and you're shifting to go from first, second, third, fourth, fifth, maybe you don't drive stick. Have you ever driven stick before?
Well, I learned on my dad's car and he said that's enough.
Yeah, he's like, we're good. So my first car was stick. So I kind of understand like gears.
Well, I don't understand. Were you driving 65 miles an hour and then would just throw the clutch into reverse? How does this happen?
No. Well,
because you have an automatic.
I have an automatic now, but no. So like when I would like accelerate, I couldn't accelerate quickly. It had to be very subtle. So I could never pull out in front of a car by any means.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can't go pedal to the metal because my car will stall out. It has to be it was an art form. It was a gradual thing.
How long has that been taking place for?
Probably 3 years.
Are you kidding me, Breeze?
Probably 2 years.
That is not a safe car to drive.
Yeah, well, it's kind of no longer with us. So anyways, I was stuck, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it far too well. I was in the nightmare that is the Bushnell's Basin 490 construction zone. Bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Right, right.
And I heard a pop, and I was like, oh, God. And this has happened before, so I'm like, this is just, like, super cash, like, no worries. So I hear a pop, and I was like, I can't break down in the middle of a work zone where there's already bumper-to-bumper traffic.
No, I mean, that would be a terrible place to
start. So my car's not accelerating, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I pull off to the side of the road, and I turn it off and turn it back on. And it's totally fine. I keep driving. We're good to go. Love it. I'm going down to Canandaigua. I get to Farmington. Now I'm on 332. And I'm just, I go to an intersection like midway through 332, halfway down, I should say. And I go to hit the gas to go because the light's green. Car's not moving. It's almost like it's in neutral. Like car will literally not move.
Did you go automatically into panic mode?
Panic.
Yeah.
People are beeping, honking, yelling, screaming. I'm like, oh my God. The person behind me, I think, was 97. They had a little handicap thing. They were just sitting there. I'm like, waving. Go around.
Oh no, they fell asleep a long time
go
ago.
Go around.
They didn't notice.
And everyone's losing their minds. And might I add, not one cop or Good Samaritan stopped to see if I needed help, which is super great. Literally love this world we live in.
That's anyways, absolutely shameful. So
no, it really is.
Yesterday, I decided that I'm going to put a poll up on my Instagram. And I used Breezy's photo, and I just tagged it. Breezy on air calls me to tell me her car once again is broken down on the side of the road. Do I go get her? And the poll was, yes, go help the girl out, Moose. Or what type of sandwich should I make? 21 people said, what type of sandwich should I make? And one of those people that actually basically was totally for ignoring you was your girlfriend, Patrice,
who voted. Me at all.
And I did call you and say, listen, give it 30 minutes. If AAA doesn't show up in 30 minutes, I'll come grab you. Because you've been sitting there
but there was nothing for you to do. I couldn't just abandon my car. So basically what I had to do in order to get my car out of this horrific situation, four lanes of traffic, the only way I could move my car was if I chucked it in reverse. So now I'm reversing on essentially a highway.
So the only way this car is
moving anywhere
is in reverse. Got it.
So now I'm reversing, which I mean, smart on my part. I'm reversing over to the shoulder to get out of the way. And I call Patrice. She ignored all five of my calls, classic. Then I called my best friend because my parents are in Canada. It's not like I can call them. And I'm like, help. She's like, here's my AAA card. So she gives me her AAA card. They come through an hour and a half later. I sat in my car for an hour and a half. And it was like very unsafe, if I'm being honest.
But probably very therapeutic. You got a lot to think about.
Yeah, I was contemplating a lot of things. And then my boy John came, towed me away. And then I called the shop in which it was towed because it only gave me two options. And I did one closer to my house.
I don't know, like, Breeze. It might be time to get your new ride at Ide.
I go, I know. Ide, if you're listening, Rich, adopt me into the family, please. I called the shop and I was like, so what's the damage? They're like, oh, we can't look at this till Thursday. We're slammed. Like, okay, sure.
And there you have it. What is the worst place you've ever stalled out with your vehicle?
Oh, well, when I was learning how to drive stick, you stall out all the time, obviously, when you pop your clutch. And I was on a hill with an incline like this, and my grandma was in the back seat. And you have to like figure out how to do it, or you're rolling backwards because your car's in all the time. So
when I was
grandma was like gripping her rosary beads, doing it. I'm like, Grandma, it's okay. We're flying backwards. My mom's like,
yeah, you gotta have the rosary beads.
You gotta do it.
I was trying to impress my girlfriend in high school. Her dad had a bunch of jet skis.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, these were snowmobiles. He had both.
Basically,
but he's like, you know, it's January. He's like, let me take you out on the lake. You ever been on one of these bad boys? I go, yeah, all the time.
You mean snow?
On the snow.
Okay.
I've never been on one in my life.
Sure.
But the lake had freezed over.
Oh, okay.
So he takes me on it, and under the bridge is where the weakest part of the ice is. And he goes, whatever you do, don't stall out or hit the brake. You need to fly over it. And I don't know why I hit something, but I shut the whole entire snowmobile off underneath the bridge. And we're just sitting on this thin piece of ice, the two of us. And he's freaking out at me. And he's like, worst place you could have done this. And you could hear the ice cracking beneath you. I've never been so scared in my life. But he managed to turn the snowmobile on and get us the hell out of there very quickly. And that was the last time he ever invited me out. My girlfriend's like, how did you guys? Yeah, how did you guys do? I was like, it was really bad.
Like, I'm gonna go home.
98PXY traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.